Come, let us sing to Adonai. Let us praise the God of all creation. O Holy One, open my lips, and my mouth will proclaim your praise. Let all creation praise the greatness of God. Let the universe extol the glory of Adonai. Blessed are the meek and poor, who seek deep solitude. In peace and patient poverty, they find God's plenitude. The treasure of their heart lies hidden deep in Christ, where neither moth nor rust destroy the pearl beyond all price. God blesses humankind with children, homes, and lands. No portion on this earth have those whose heritage is God. Good Shepherd, call this flock to make your kingdom known, where grazing on God's holy mount, we follow you alone. Amen. The just will flourish like the palm tree planted in the courts of the house of our God. It is good to give thanks to you, Adonai, to make music to your name, O Most High, to proclaim your love in the morning and your truth in the watches of the night, on the ten-string lyre and the lute, with the murmuring sound of the harp. Your deeds, Adonai, have made me glad. For the work of your hands I shout with joy. Adonai, how great are your works! How deep are your designs! The foolish cannot know this, and the ignorant cannot understand. Though the wicked seem to spring up like grass, and those who do evil thrive, their behavior will lead to destruction. But you, Adonai, are eternal. Those who oppose your love will perish. Those who do evil will be scattered. To me you give the strength of an ox. You anoint me with the purest oil. My eyes saw the triumph of justice. My ears heard gladly of the end of oppression. The just can now flourish like the palm tree and grow like a Lebanon cedar. Planted in the house of Adonai, they will flourish in the courts of our God, still bearing fruit when they are old, still full of sap and green with life, to proclaim that Adonai is just. In God my rock there is no wrong. Glory to the One and to the Word and to the breath of love. As always before, so now and evermore. Amen. The just will flourish like the palm tree planted in the courts of the house of our God.
A reading from the Life of Saint Antony by Saint Athanasius. When Anthony was about 18 or 20 years old, his parents died, leaving him with an only sister. He cared for her as she was very young and also looked after their home. Not 6 months after his parents' death, as he was on his way to church for his usual visit, he began to think of how the apostles had left everything and followed the Savior, and also of those mentioned in the book of Acts, who had sold their possessions and brought the apostles the money for distribution to the needy. He reflected, too, on the great hope stored up in heaven for such as these. This was all in his mind when, entering the church just as the gospel was being read, he heard the Lord's words to the rich man, "If you want to be perfect, go and sell all you have and give the money to the poor. You will have riches in heaven. Then come and follow me." It seemed to Anthony that it was God who had brought the saints to his mind, and that the words of the gospel had been spoken directly to him. Immediately he left the church and gave away to the villagers all the property he had inherited, about 200 acres of very beautiful and fertile land, so that it would cause no distraction to his sister and himself. He sold all his other possessions as well, giving to the poor the considerable sum of money he collected. However, to care for his sister, he retained a few things. Thanks be to God.
The mouth of the just utter wisdom, and their lips speak what is right. The mouth of the just utter wisdom, and their lips speak what is right. The law of our God is in their hearts, and their lips speak what is right. Glory to the Abba, and the Word, and the Holy Breath of love. The mouth of the just utter wisdom, and their lips speak what is right. If you would be perfect, go sell what you have, give to the poor, and come follow me. Blessed be Adonai, the God of Israel, who visits this people to set us free, raising for us a sign of salvation in the house and family of David. God promised throughout past ages, in words of holy prophets, to save us from our enemies and from the control of our oppressors. Adonai favored our ancestors and remembered the sacred covenant. The pledge to Abraham and Sarah is now renewed for us, that freed from the grip of our foes, we might worship without fear, and be both just and holy for the rest of our days. And you, child, called prophet of the Most High, will go ahead to prepare the way by teaching this people of salvation through forgiveness of their sins. For the loving compassion of the Holy One as the rising sun will shine upon us, to illumine the darkness and dispel death's shadow, to guide our feet on the way of peace. Glory to the One, and to the Word, and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. If you would be perfect, go sell what you have, give to the poor, and come follow me.
You created all things, and found everything you made to be very good. Help us to live as your image, loving and caring for all of creation. Touched by your gift of creation, may we proclaim your praise throughout the world. May the love for creation deepen our hearts, set others blazing with its flame. You gave us the Sabbath day to rehearse your reign. May we cease from work and reverence all that you sustain. Create new hearts in us, O God, and fill us with your Holy Spirit.
Our dear Abba in heaven, holy be your name, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Do not bring us to the test, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
O Holy One, you are the glory of creation and the praise of all your saints. You called Saint Anthony to renounce his possessions and seek you in the solitude of the desert, and to share with others the wisdom and insight you provided in the silence. May we learn to deny our selfish egos, seek to hear your voice in the silence, and love you in our brothers and sisters and all of creation. Amen. May the God of the Sabbath, who has called us to glory, bless us and all creation with freedom, flourishing, and the fullness of life. Amen.
Let us bless Adonai. Thanks be to God.